Well, here we have another one of these movies that just isn't out there yet for us critics to see. I'm not sure it's finished yet, but it really should be a fascinating picture. I'm a Tim Burton fan most of the time, and I think he's made some wonderful movies. Certainly Pee-wee's Big Adventure and Batman Returns. These are sensational pictures. Ed Wood is a fascinating movie, Edward Scissorhands. On the other hand, for me at least, he's also missed on occasion. I didn't find Mars Attacks nearly as funny as I hoped I would, and one or two of his other pictures. I mean, I was looking forward very much to The Nightmare Before Christmas, and then it had all this music in it that I just found it just was not to my taste at all. So I'm entering this movie with a very open mind. I'm not sure whether I'll love it or not. Again, we have a team here that has worked together a number of times. Johnny Depp starred for Tim Burton in both Edward Scissorhands, which did very well, and Ed Wood, which did not do very well at the box office. But now they're tackling something very different for them, I think, because this is the old story of the schoolmaster, Ichabod Crane, who appears to be terrorized by a headless horseman. And this story has been done before. There was a classic Disney cartoon version many years ago, which I don't think anybody could improve on that. But I'm sure that Tim Burton is going to be taking a very, very different direction. And again, the cast is fascinating. I think Johnny Depp is becoming a more interesting actor all the time. And he's one of those few real big Hollywood stars who's willing to appear in very risky pictures. Dead Man, for example, the Jim Jarmusch movie, or Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, the Terry Gilliam movie. Excellent movies, both of them, in my personal opinion, but movies that did not attract large audiences at all. So he's really willing to take risks, and Tim Burton is willing to take risks. So it's going to be fascinating for us all to go and see it and find out whether the risk has paid off. Certainly the cast is great. Besides Johnny Depp, there's Christopher Walken and Christina Ricci, and I think they're worth looking at in just about anything.